October 21st, PM.
जब लंका विजय करके लौटे तो दीपमाला के द्वारा उनका स्वागत किया गया। कृष्ण जब पांडवों का यज्ञ करा करके जब लौटे तो दीपमाला द्वारा द्वारका को सजाया गया था, किंतु मैं समझता हूँ दीप बने प्रकाश। मां कमसो जो तीन गमन, अंधकार के तरफ में मत जाओ। माने क्या? संसार चक्र में मत फंसो। अंधकार है, विषयों में आसक्ति, घर बार स्त्री पुत्र परिवार में धन में आसक्ति, ये अंधकार है। इसे जीवन, मनुष्य जीवन जो भगवान ने कृपा करके दिया वो बेकार हो जाता है। इसलिए भक्ति के द्वारा प्रकाश होता है और उस भक्ति के प्रकाश में हम अपने को और भगवान श्री कृष्ण को सबको हम देख सकते। जथा की भक्ति ही प्रकाश फैलने वाली है, उनके प्रकाश में हम भगवान को भी देख सकते हैं, उनके परिक्रम को देख सकते हैं, अपना दीपावली का तात्पर्य।
Today is Deepavali. So today, not only in India, but all around the world where Indians are residing, they are today performing this ceremony of Deepavali. On this day, Lakshmi enters all homes, therefore she is welcomed with lamps. On this day also, after defeating Ravan, Sri Ramchandra Bhagavan returned back to Ayodhya and was welcomed with many lamps. Also, after the completion of the Ashwamedha Yagyas of the Pandavas, the Dwarkavasis welcomed Krishna back to Dwarka with this same Deepavali festival. But really, I think, Tamo Ma Jyotirgama, the real Deepavali means, the Vedas say, don't go towards tamas, ignorance, which is attachment to this material world and attachment to wife, children, home, etc. Don't go towards ignorance. Jyotirgama, come towards the light. Do not waste this human form of life with material enjoyment. Therefore, Bhagavan can be seen by the light of bhakti. Therefore, Deepavali represents, we are praying for the power to see Bhagavan, his devotees, and even our own selves.
आज सवेरे बतलाया था भक्ति लता का अंकुर होने पर उसमें दो पत्ते लगते हैं, दो पत्तों में एक क्लेशक और एक शुभदा, सब प्रकार के क्लेश दूर हो जाते हैं। प्रारब्ध और प्रारब्ध और अविद्या, प्रारब्ध कर्म का खंडन नहीं होता, बहुत कठिन है। ज्ञानियों को मुक्ति तक स्थिति में भी उनको प्रारब्ध कर्म का भोग करना पड़ता। अपैत नाम स्मरणी तत्ते प्रारब्ध कर्म, प्रारब्ध कर्म भी और शुभदा, सब प्रकार के शुभ गुण जो भक्ति के अनुकूल है वो साधक में उत्पन्न हो। ग्रंथ का विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर विषय को दृष्टान्त के द्वारा सहज रूप में बोधगम्य कराने के लिए, बोधगम्य करवा देना पैथी भक्ति और रागानुगा का वर्णन किया। दोनों गुण लेशक्नि और शुभता का यहाँ पर वर्णन किया गया, ऐसा समझ साधन किया कि साधन भक्ति के दो प्रवर्तक हैं, एक लोभ और दूसरा शास्त्रों का शासन वक्त। भक्ति की स्निग्धता है, सुंदरता, कोमलता, स्वप्रकाशता इत्यादि गुण को देकर स्वतः ही साधक का मन नारायण होता है। तात्पर्य लीजिए रागात्मिक सुबल श्रीदाम वात्सल्य के नंद बाबा के सोना और गोपियों का माधुर्य, इन भावों से जो सेवा करते हैं उनकी लीला कथाओं को सुन करके जब हृदय में लोभ हो मुझे भी ऐसी सेवा प्राप्त हो जाए तो उसको रागानुगा। इसके संबंध में कहा गया है सिद्धता पूर्ण भाग पर राग नामक राजा का, जहां पर लोभ होगा इस भक्ति में और वो चलेगी उस भाग पर राग नाम का राग माने अनुराग प्रेम से भी और आगे। इस रागानुगा भक्ति की हर अवस्था में राग नामक राजा का अधिकार होता है। इसी प्रेम के कारण साधक भगवान से अपने संबंध जोड़ता है। सुबह तथा मधुमंगल जैसा सप्तभाव, माँ जशोदा नंद बाबा जैसा बांसल्य भाव, कोई गोपियों जैसा मधुर भाव, कोई अपना प्रिय आत्मा पुत्र सखा गुरु सुहित इस प्रकार रागानुगा भक्ति के साधन में शुद्ध संबंध की स्निग्धता। इसको यूं समझो जब भक्ति लता के बीच से अंकुरित होकर के दो लगते हैं पत्ते, जब लगते हैं तो पत्ते जब कली के रूप में रहती है तो पहले वाला भाग दिखाई पड़ता है, वो जरा रुखड़ा होता है, कर्कश होता है और जब वो पत्ता खुल जाता है तो भीतर में सुनिश्चित दिखाई पड़ता है। तात्पर्य क्या, ऊपर वाला भाग वैदिक भक्ति का और भीतर जब पत्ता खुल जाता है तो स्निग्ध शास्त्रों के शासन के भय से
and due to the fear of
साधक की साधना में प्रवृत्ति
होती है, साधक का एंगेजेस इन भक्ति,
ये
वैदिक भक्ति।
चारों वर्णाश्रमी यदि कृष्ण नाई भजे,
if people who are following the rules and regulations of varnashrama, if they don't worship Krishna, then they will go to hell. This is the fear of the natural injunction.
अपना वर्णाश्रम का धर्म पूरा करता है,
वर्णाश्रम धर्म ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य
कृष्ण का भजन नहीं
करता
और अपना सब दायित्व देश के प्रति, समाज के प्रति, माता पिता के प्रति सब के प्रति किंतु कृष्ण का भजन नहीं
करता।
ऐसा सुन करके जो भक्ति करते हैं
वो वैदिक भक्ति,
वैदिक भक्तों भक्ति के साधकों में भक्ति की प्रवृत्ति भगवान के प्रति के लिए नहीं होती
है
बल्कि अपने दुखों की निवृत्ति के लिए
होती है
और वे भक्तों भक्ति के अंगों का अनुष्ठान करते हैं इसलिए उसे रूखा
और
यहाँ भगवान से राग मूलक शुद्ध संबंध नहीं है।
They don't have the affectionate relationship.
पत्ते के रूखे भाग की तरफ वैदिक भक्ति भी नीचे की ओर
रहती है।
जब पत्ता खुल जाता है तो नीचे हो जाता
है और ऊपर में स्टाउन। But the upper portion of the leaf is always soft like Raganuga Bhakti, but lower portion of the leaf is hard like Vaidhi Bhakti.
इसलिए अर्थात Raganuga Bhakti की अपेक्षा भक्ति की हीनता है।
So actually, Vaidhi Bhakti is inferior to Raganuga Bhakti because it is based on
the rules.
Actually, it is only based on the rules and regulations of the
scripture.
But Raganuga Bhakti, there is no
scriptural
connections. Raganuga Bhakti is in the 64 limbs of the
Vaidhi
Sadhaka will have to follow all the 64 limbs of devotion. But Raganuga Sadhaka can skip some of the limbs of devotion out of the 64 limbs. And now Chakravarti Pad will explain which limbs can be skipped by Raganuga Sadhaka. So the leaves of the creeper, but all the leaves of the creeper have the same quality. All the leaves are similar in quality. The upper portion of the leaves, the lower portion of the leaves, they are all identical in quality. But still the upper portion is little soft. And the lower portion has some other quality. Actually, both the leaves, they will remove the distress and give auspiciousness.
Rupa Swami ne likha hai, jastra ragan vapta tvar prakti upajaye te sasane nahi vasatrasya sa vaidhi bhakti.
Vaidhi bhakti is arises
to the scriptures. Kahin shastra शासन प्रवर्तक द्वार करता है भक्ति का लोक प्रवर्तक के साथ साथ है वहाँ पर
So Vaidhi Bhakti is out of the
scriptural
injunctions. So Jiva Goswami
in the book of Vishnu Anugaro, Tatra Ruchi Bhi.
Rag here is known as
Anurag. Rag Sabda Ka Tatpanya
means Anurag.
Ruchi Ya Anurag Se Hai.
Here Raga means Ruchi, a great taste.
Yeah, Rag Ki Bhakti Ka Pravartak Nahi Hai, Wo Vaidhi Bhakti.
Actually, rag is, if the rag is the initial bhakti, then it is Vaidhi Bhakti. Chakravarti Pad also says, if you take darshan
of
the Bhakti, then
it is Vaidhi Bhakti.
And when the greed comes to perform
bhajan,
so this is Raga Bhakti. If the rag is not the initiator of bhakti, however, if the fear of the scriptural injunctions is the initiator of bhakti, then it is Vaidhi Bhakti. So, Shri said,
Bharata Parmatma, Bhagwan Ishwaro, Bhagwan Hari Hari, Sustavya Chitti Tavyasya, Smarta Vyasche,
यदि जीव
देह और दैहिक विषयों में आसक्ति के कारण भयानक मृत्यु का ग्रास हो रहा है और अत्यंत भयानक नरक यंत्रणा का भोग करता है तो इसे मुक्ति लाभ करने के लिए परमानंद लाभ करने के लिए अखिल आत्मा सर्वेश्वर भगवान श्री हरि के नाम कीर्तन करना चाहिए
And pastimes of Sri Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of God and the controller of the entire universe.
श्री विश्वनाथ चक्रवाली ठाकुर मनोज कलमेनी सेकंड शाह और नेक्टर They were the seed of bhakti in Krishna's seva vasanam. When it sprouts, it becomes like a creeper. That creeper first produces two leaves, which represent the two results achieved at the stage of sadhana bhakti. The first result is klesh agni. Klesh means difficulty, agni means to burn. At that stage, all different types of inauspiciousness, troubles are burnt to ashes. Once aparabdha karma, that karma which we experience in this body, once aparabdha karma, that karma which we are about to experience in our relating to future births, could That means the sprout of sinful desire, or punya, and avidya, ignorance. All these four are destroyed at this stage of sadhana bhakti. Parabdha karma, that karma which we are experiencing now in this present body, is very, very strong and difficult to break. Sri Rupa Goswami in his Namaste has described Even a liberated soul has to taste that part of the karma. But in this stage, the body does not taste. It becomes free from that. Therefore, see, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is describing this dharma bhakti as of two types. One being produced by greed to taste the sweetness of Bhagavan is called Lobamai Shraddha or Raganuga. And the second type is called Sastran Sastran Moyavakya. Being afraid of the injunctions of the scriptures, one begins bhajan. Therefore, Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is giving us an example so we can easily understand these two types of preparation to perform bhajan. So, just like when a leaf opens, well, there's two types of bhakti. The first, we should understand the eternal residence of Goloka Vrindavan, they're called Ragapti. For example, those who serve Krishna and Sakhi Ras, like Subal, Sridham, and Raghunga. Those who serve in Matsali Ras, like Madhyasoda and Nandabhava. And those who serve in Madhuras, like the Gopis, they're called Ragapti. Therefore, Sadak, hearing Harikatha pertaining to one of these rasas, then he develops a greed. I want to also perform seva like that. Therefore, he is called Raganuga because he follows anu that Raj of the Ragati devotees. Therefore, Rag also means attachment. He is attached to the performing that type of seva. Therefore, the Vrijvasis always have that anurag, that deep attachment to Krishna in any circumstance. Therefore, Krishna cannot break that relationship with them. Therefore, just like when a leaf sprouts, the outside of the leaf is a little rough, but the inside section of the leaf is very smooth. Therefore, because their attraction to Krishna flows in a very natural way, it is compared to the inside of the leaf being very shnikta or soft. And Vaidhi Bhakti represents the downside of the leaf, the outside portion of the leaf, because it's a little hard. Therefore, when we hear, even if one is in Vanashram, but he is not performing bhajan to Krishna, then he goes to Gauram, he goes to hell. We hear that even if one completely and perfectly follows Vanashram Dharma, he fulfills all his material responsibilities towards his mother and father, his country, his society, his vana and ashram. But if he does not perform bhajan of Krishna, then he also descends to the hellish planets. Therefore, by hearing this type of katha, bhakti will sprout. And that bhakti is called Vaidhi Bhakti because it's impelled of fear of the scriptures. In Vaidhi Bhakti, one is not performing seva of Krishna due to love and affection for Krishna. Rather, being afraid of the ocean of repeated birth and death and the troubles caused by Maya, he performs bhajan. Therefore, in Vaidhi Bhakti, there is no thick relationship like in Raghunatha Bhakti. Therefore, it represents the lower side of the leaf because, in that sense, it is inferior or subordinate. Therefore, Vaidhi Bhakti is subordinate to Raghunatha Bhakti. Raghunatha Bhakti has some special qualities that it gallops, it jumps on the head of everything. Sri Rupa Goswami gave 64 limbs of bhakti. But if Raghunatha Bhakti being of a superior nature, if some angas of devotion are left out, there is no fault. But Vaidhi Bhakti, you have to follow all 64 limbs. Therefore, which limbs can be left out we will discuss later. Both sides of the leaf are important, and in one sense, both sides of the leaf are of equal value. And both types of bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti and Raghunatha, both give natural results of Kleshagni and Subhadra. Kleshagni means destruction of obstacles, Subhadra means the attainment of all auspiciousness. Therefore, in simple language, Rag means Ruchi, taste, attraction towards Krishna. And an absence of that attraction or rag, in the absence of that rag, that bhakti will be called Vaidhi Bhakti. That greed may arise by having darshan of the deity or by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Srimad Sukadeva Goswami has said, Tasmat Bharata Sarvasma. O Bharat, the Jivatma, because of attachment to material things, he becomes afraid of descending to the hellish planets. Therefore, for that reason, he takes the name of Bhagawan and hears Hari Katha.
First, there's a leaf called Kleshagni.
Kleshaki.
Destruction of the distresses of the
devotee.
What is Klesh? Klesh means ignorance.
Avidya means
lack of knowledge.
ये आत्म तत्व के भूले जाओ, कृष्ण के भूले जाओ.
Forgetfulness of the identity.
अनित्य वस्तुओं को नित्य
समझना.
इसलिए कुछ परिवार, घर, इत्यादि को नित्य
समझना.
अपवित्र को पवित्र
समझना.
दुखों को सुख समझना.
Distresses to be happy.
देह, गेह, इंद्रिय, पुत्र, पिता, वैभव, नश्वर वस्तुओं को नित्य
समझना.
हार मान सरक्त अस्थि मलपुत्र आदि से परतुल इस अपवित्र शरीर को परम पवित्र और मैं
समझना.
इन क्षुद्र विषय सुखों के परिणाम के परिणाम स्वरूप जन्म मरण आदि नरक दुख भोग होते हैं.
यही सब गुरी के बोले अविद्या था. अस्मिता अस्मिता
देख शक्ति दर्शन शक्ति की एकात्मता का ज्ञान अस्मिता अर्थात मैं और मेरा आमी और हमारा शरीर के आमी शरीर संबंधी वस्तु गुरी के हमारा यही जो मोह यही जो बोले अस्मिता.
This bewilderment is
Raag.
Asmita, Raag,
attachment. Raag
attachment for the sense of justice.
Bole, Raag. Sukh prapti, dukh nivritti ke upayon ki kamna ko Raag
prapti.
Athava, abhidrashit vastu ko paakar puna adhik paane ki kamna ko Raag. Vishyon mein asakti. Aur uski ke liye
prayas. Loving objects is called Raag.
सुख और दुख के कारण
due to the happiness and
distress के प्रति विरक्ति का नाम है.
Actually one develops
attachment to this या दुख.
So due to the happiness or
जिसके कारण जिसके प्रति विरक्ति का नाम है.
This is called द्वेष. Detachment from happiness and distress.
अनुभव विषय प्राप्त करने के आधार पर शरीर में आशक्त और मृत्यु के भय से भयभीत होने का नाम
अभिनिवेश. Means becoming fearful from
पुनः प्रारब्ध अप्रारब्ध
प्रारब्ध
प्रारब्ध एक चार प्रकार आरोप
आरोप
प्रारब्ध पाप पूर्व पूर्व जन्म के अमिजात पाप इत्यादि या अथवा पुण्य परिचय
और आई डन पास एक्टिविटीज
जहां फल हो कर्मार्जन में यही शरीर.
This body is given to us
suffering
from the pious activities of
impurity. And we have to
the karma that is accumulated in various and billions of
past
times is known as aprarabdha.
और जो पाप का बीज धारण करके आने वाले समय में
और बीज
अप्रारब्ध कर्म की समष्टि के रूप में ये अवस्थित
रहा कर्म
वासना के रूप में रहते हैं
और
ये सभी
ऑल डिजायर
क्लेश हैं. ये सभी क्लेश भक्ति के द्वारा
All these kleshas, all these source of the distresses can be
removed by
devotion. So bhakti has the nature to remove the distresses.
Apraksphalam papam putam bhalon mukham praveya eva prapiliyate.
If someone engages in Krishna bhakti, then prarabdha karma, aprarabdha karma, kuta karma, bija karma are gradually removed.
Jahan der atma,
atma the soul,
jahan der sarir, man, pran, adi, sabhi Krishna bhakti ke
प्रारब्ध कर्म इज फिनिश्ड. no prarabdha karma for devotees who are even chanting Nama Bhas.
Therefore, Kleshati. In Kleshati, avidya or ignorance is completely destroyed. What is avidya? Avidya means forgetfulness of the true self and forgetfulness of Bhagavan. Accepting what is temporary to be eternal, accepting which gives suffering to think, to accepting that which is temporary to accept as being eternal, that which is suffering to accept as being full of happiness, that which is pure to accept, that which is impure to accept as pure, this is all called avidya, ignorance. It pertains to the body. Therefore, this avidya has six components. Avidya, ignorance. Asmita, illusion. Thinking constantly, I am mind. Forgetfulness. Thinking, I am this body and what pertains to this body belongs to me, it is for my enjoyment. Rag. Rag means attachment towards the objects of the senses. Dvesh. Upon not attaining that happiness, one feels detachment, disgust, envy. Abhinivesh. Absorption in falsity and fear of death. These six components of avidya. Also, we should see there are four sub-compartments: Parabdha, Aparabdha, Kut and Bij. Parabdha, that karma which I am experiencing now in this present body. Aparabdha karma, what I will experience in the future due to my past activities. Bij means the seed of pious or sinful desires which have not sprouted, which are still in an unmanifest state, that also refers to aparabdha karma. And finally, where that seed sprouts in the form of vasana, desire, which is now manifest in this body, therefore it refers to aparabdha karma. These four are also destroyed at this stage. By getting the body, mind, senses, intelligence and all the objects in our possession in bhakti, then the attachment to all these things are completely destroyed, avidya is uprooted. Therefore, even the mayavadis, which strive very hard for mukti and they consider that to be the topmost achievement, even those mayavadis, those liberated souls, have to taste paramita karma, this body. But the devotees, even upon achieving Namavas even, they do not have to taste that paramita karma.
যদি বিষাদাদি রুচিকর হচ্ছে না,
even the medicine is
নিরস মনে হয়,
it seems that it is not tasteless,
তথাপিও
still
সাধারণ ভাবতে জানা উচিত যত রকমের পাপ তাপ আছে ভক্তি প্রারম্ভে থেকে,
ভক্তি will remove all the distresses right in the beginning, right in the beginning ভক্তি will get all the distresses.
So this is not tasteful, but we should know in brief that in the beginning of bhakti, all kinds of path, sin, everything goes away. Even prarabdha karma. Rupa Goswami has told that he tadbrahma sakshat kriti nishthayati vinasam ayati vinasam bhogai अपैतुना विस्फुरणेन तत्ते प्रारब्ध कर्मों वेदा जानते हैं इवन प्रारब्ध कर्म विच मायावादी अद्वैत पार्टी दे विल हैव टू टेस्ट इट शोर्टली भक्त हर दफा टेस्ट तो भक्ति इज हाउ रिलीजियस यू शुड এখন আমরা প্রথমে যেখানে দিলে প্রতি মানসিক পণ্ডাজি মানসিক গঙ্গা প্রতি then return back and here in front of Thakur ji, in each house, room, upside, here, there, everywhere you should keep open. Or Pandit ji, first of all,